tell me your name and what you do at University of Florida.
Okay, I'm Sheila Gomez, and I am the assistant director for the Florida Center for Renewable Chemicals and Fuels. And it is housed actually in the Department of Microbiology and Cell Science at the University of Florida.
Well, we're here at Sunbelt Ag Expo, and you're part of the whole University of Florida exhibit that's here.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the center and the kind of work that you do.
Okay, the center is primarily for the development of the technology to convert biomass to ethanol and organic acids. We have two patents out there that has been already bought by two companies. The ethanol patent went to Verenium, and the organic acids went to Bioenergy, which is now, they call themselves now Demirion. Now, we have already, we also have the pilot plant actually dedicated last year inside the University of Florida. That is to optimize the commercialization of the biomass conversion to ethanol. And right now, we are also planning on having another pilot plant in Perry, Florida, in consortium with Buckeye Technologies and Myriad. So we have the two products that we would like to get out of that will be the organic acids and ethanol.
Well, when it comes to using biomass, you're looking at various types of biomass, right?
That's correct, yes.
What would be the, do you have any one that you're primarily focusing on more than another, or?
Well, what we're focusing is what is available in the farm. For example, the bagasse, which is the waste product, which has a negative value because, well, right now it's having its value because they use it also to heat, for heat and for producing electric energy. So we have that, and also the switchgrass plantations, the woody plants. So anything actually that can be produced within an area which is near a biorefinery. So what we're trying to do is actually have biorefineries in areas that are accessible to farmers where they can put in their refuse, like cuttings, trimmings, or farm wastes.
How would you describe where you're at this point in the cellulosic process in order to make this really commercially viable?
We're out there already, actually. Yeah. The first plant that was that's using the technology to convert biomass to ethanol was done in Japan. And what they're doing is they're feeding the biorefinery with the wood chips that is that they get from demolishing their houses. So it's already out there. The thing is there's none yet here in the United States. Yeah.
Well, as you look forward, what do you see coming in the future, especially for the center and the work you're doing?
Oh, we're looking more into the value-added products right now because the process of biomass to ethanol is pretty much out there already. We're just improving more on our biocatalyst. But with organic acids, nobody has done that. So what we're doing is concentrate more on the development of other organic acids. Right now, the organic acid D-lactic and L-lactic acid that is patented and sold to Myriad is already being used in Europe.
Well, thank you very much for talking with me here at Sunbelt Ag Expo. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.